Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Conrad Edson from Crewcast. How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Well, you just got pulled into a whole pile of controversy overnight.
Oh, no. Sometimes these things pop up.
I believe that anybody getting on board any sort of vessel anywhere in the maritime industry should have a criminal background check done, because the horror stories that you hear in the maritime industry are crazy. It's almost like a breeding ground for anybody that can't get a job on land because of those checks. This is one way to stop that from happening, for it to become a ground for predators, period. What happened overnight was that somebody, a captain, had requested a background check and wanted the crew to pay for it and would reimburse. And in the end, it all fell apart. The captain's no longer with the boat, and the crew member is left with a misunderstanding. First, I'm going to say I don't believe that crews should be paying for a criminal background check. I believe that any yacht agent or crew agent worth their money in fees should be paying for that criminal record check, period. However, that being said, tell us, what does this comprise of? Tell us what you are charging for.
To start off, I just want to say the crew pass is designed not for the fact of who pays for it. Like, it doesn't matter who pays for it. The idea is, once a crew member has a crew pass account and has undergone the checks, they own that. They can then share that with anyone, okay? We have integrated into every agency. We've integrated into YachtSpot. We've integrated into everyone's systems to allow a crew member to obtain crew pass and then be able to share it uniquely. Now, who pays for that crew pass account? It's completely down to the crew member, their employer, their recruitment agent, or whatever. We've just facilitated a platform that allows crew members to obtain these checks, own the result of those checks, and then be able to share it. The payment system is down to anyone. Now, the payment system for crew members, I set it up. I full well know that when you're looking for work, money can be tight. So I structured a payment system that allows a crew member to obtain a check for cheap, because no one wants to shell out £200 on a check when they're looking for work. So they can start off by having the checks for $9.99. I will outlay the cost, and then they pay me back over time. Once they obtain crew pass, they can then share it uniquely with anyone. So the concept being, they will have a job within a month, and then they can just pay it off over time. The payment structure, we don't mind where it comes from. It's just the fact of obtaining these checks and making sure the crew members go through it. Now, you're asking what checks we do. The checks can be costly. We've only set the parameters at £200, because then it's a standard fee for anyone. Now, you can have a crew member that can have lived in 4 or 5 different countries, and we have to search and obtain the government records for every single one of those countries. Now, the people saying these checks are cheap, I don't know what checks you're doing, but I can show you the bills that come through the door. They're not cheap. We first obtain an ID check to confirm that person is who they say they are. In the US, for a prime example, we are doing a statewide search for every state that they've lived in, federal searches. We're doing sex offenders lists. We're doing global sanctions lists, no fly lists. The list goes on for the amount of searches we do, and that's just in one country. These searches are enhanced level checks, where there's no just a quick Google search. These are full-blown checks to make sure this person is a safe person to be placed on board.
Think what people aren't understanding is that when you get that check done, like you said, the payment structure is so that they can pay it off over time. It's not because all of a sudden I want to cancel this that I'm going to be penalized. It's exactly a matter of carrying it out over time. You can continue exactly to do it over the next 2 years if you choose.
Exactly. The cancellation fee is just for me to recoup my costs. The payment structure is there so people can pay it over time. The idea of a crew member getting it, by the way, I just want to kind of go over this, is to enhance their offering. So when you become crew pass approved, you can go on a YachtSpot, for a prime example, and it comes up with a little crew pass green tick next to your name. When a captain is searching and people are applying for jobs, you then come up in that list and show that you're crew pass approved. You're trying to get one up on everyone else. And you then have that check. A lot of these boats, we get contact every day from new boats that are now implementing these checks in the process. If you decide as a crew member to get these checks beforehand, you're just skipping the process, making the process easier and more attractive for these employers. We're not saying every crew member has to pay for this. It's more the fact if you're getting one up on the other crew member to say you're raring to go and you're prepared to do whatever you want to get that job. The game has now changed. Okay, in the olden days, captains used to go in the bar with the rest of their crew, and they used to employ, because the other crew members knew someone that had worked on this boat, they knew the guy they had worked with and they were trustworthy. The game is now changing, and I hate to say this, Below Deck has changed this. You have everyone that can apply throughout the world for these jobs. No one has ever met them. No one knows who they are. And these people are applying for these jobs from a computer. You know, you don't have to have a face to be able to apply for these jobs. I'm not saying that person is who, you know, isn't that person, but that could certainly be the case. They put all these documents up, you know, and we just take everything at face value that these people are genuine in these people. I've just involved a new way of being able to check and validate these people as they come through the system and make sure that everyone is safe who is employed in the yachting industry. I recently became a father. I can't drive the school bus at school without having a DBS check. And yet these crew members are put on board a floating boat in the middle of the Atlantic or whatever and expected to not undergo these checks when they're working with the most powerful people in the world, crew and their families. There's got to be some sort of system.
I've said the same thing in the past. If you were to go and apply for a nanny position in one of these mansions with their children, they would be examining your internal organs, for heaven's sakes, before they let you near their children. This isn't an issue between you and the crew member. And the fact that your name was brought up and you're being dragged a bit through the mud is unfortunate, because this is technically an issue that happened between a captain who is maybe a bit dodgy from all reports, don't know who he is, and the crew member.
I do not understand what the situation that's gone on with this. I posted my bit on the social media page to try and clarify things. Look, I don't know what's happened with this captain in this boat or anything like that, but if the boat wants to employ background checked crew members, and I don't know what's stipulated on that end, but if when you go through the sign-up process, it does clearly state that this is a payment plan for 2 years. You consent to that multiple times. It wasn't clearly disclosed from the captain.
If you are asked for a full criminal background check through Crew Pass and they're going to pay for it, is there a way that the boat can say, we want this check?
The order has to come through the boat, because obviously we have to know where to bill it. But all the boat has to do is ask us to invite that crew member, and then we invite that crew member to undergo the checks. It's as simple as that, and then we build a boat.
It really is that simple. If a boat is requiring you, or a crew agent is requiring you to get this pass and they're going to pay for it, then they have to go through the process of making sure that you're invited, period. I think personally that everybody should have a criminal background check that is as detailed as what you do. But that is the easiest way to avoid ending up in a situation that this one crew member ended up in.
I'm sorry that situation's happened, and I am going to reach out to that crew member and try and resolve the situation with her. If wrong has happened there, then I will sort this problem.
You may have noticed that we have started supporting Crew Pass quite extensively. It is because I approached Conrad, because I believe in what Conrad is doing, and I believe it is something that should have been in the industry for the past 15 years. And it's not that I am defending an advertiser, because anybody that knows me knows that if an advertiser is doing something wrong, I will rip them apart, as you well know, Conrad.
Yep.
But in this case, I believe everybody should have this done. I do, however, believe that the employer should do it, especially when we're talking about crew agents, because the amount of money they get paid, the least they could do is pay for the criminal record check. But that's my belief. So if anybody has any questions, of course, we're going to provide all the information below this. If you want to chat with Conrad about it, please do get in touch. Conrad, I hope you have a better Monday than the day started.
That's all right. But thank you very much. Cheers for your time.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.